Hello there. This is Jimmy Young on Radio 2 Medium Wave. And if you're wondering where all your regular Radio 2 programs have got to, well, they're all now over on the FM Wave band, where, of course, it's business as usual. Now, from August the 27th, this medium wave frequency is where you'll find your new station for sport and education. That's Radio 5. However, if you want to hear your Radio 2 favourites, then...
You're listening to BBC Radio 5 on Monday the 27th of August 1990 as the clock ticks towards the launch of Britain's first new national network in 23 years on 909 and 693 AM, T-minus 90 minutes and counting.
Oh, Ode to Radio 5, devised by Trevor Robert Neil, written by Trevor Robert Neil and read by Trevor Robert Neil. Simon did absolutely nothing. Radio 5...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Radio 5! Yeah!
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Radio 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5.
Welcome to the brand new network and the first special holiday program on Radio 5. Take 5. I'm Bruno Brooks. We've got some great music for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5.
Yes, I'm going to be with you for the next hour and a half at least with good music, as we've just said. Special guests include Paul Gazza Gascoigne, now there's a name you know. Mark Curry, of course, is with us today. Stories and quizzes with sounds like this. Got you thinking, hasn't it? Andy Crane will be trying out those white knuckle rides at Alton Towers Theme Park, one of my favourite places, and giving you a chance to win a weekend there as well, which can't be bad. Our prizes include a trip to our new Radio 5 studios, is where we're broadcasting from right at this moment. Very impressive studios, all brand new, and something to be seen. The pride of the BBC at the moment.
Radio 5 was just bonkers. It was a bonkers radio station created by people who, I think, had gone bonkers at that time at the top of the BBC. Pig's ear of all radio stations. I mean, whoever had the idea that you could throw in children's series alongside Johnny Walker, alongside the genius of Danny Baker at breakfast?
We'll do that. There's another subject to add to it. Apart from any listeners got bare feet at the moment, anyone wearing any kind of food or food stain currently, we want to hear about that. The most northerly, easterly, westerly, Scall plays. We're still casting Oliver. If you think you should be a character in our Oliver, and I'll write a little script before Christmas. You can drop your lines.
Random programmes. I used to do a show in the afternoon called A Game of Two Halves with Francis Edmonds. And we've laughed about this over the years. It was awful. I mean, it really was. So there was this absolute mishmash of a radio station that had been created on the altar of, I'm not quite sure what, by people who really didn't understand radio. I don't think the hierarchy of the BBC at that time really understood radio. They didn't have it at their heart.
And I was on for the first time on the following morning. So I was there in the first 24 hours. And I presented racing previews a la Wogan's Winner, which had been a horse racing preview on Radio 2 in the 70s. And I did a couple of slots, two or three slots, every single morning.
You'd have the racing results, so gambling, followed by the Poddington Peas. I finished doing the racing results, and the 5:20 at Newmarket, number one, number three, and 130. And that's it from the BBC Sports Room. Now it's time for the Poddington Peas. And you'd hear the first 10 seconds, and you would go, what the...
A day in the life of the Poddington Peas.
Good morning, Poddington! I'm Loopy!
When you look back on the happiest times in your life, professionally, doing the Drive Time show on Radio 5, which was the most fun ever.
John Inverdale's Drive-In, between 4 and 6.30 every weekday, will have the best star interviews, sports news as it happens, plus features, competitions, and a racing roundup.
And just when it was starting to get a sense of identity, and just when it was getting a bit of traction amongst the general public, instead of putting a medal round its neck, they put a noose round its neck, and that was the end of Radio 5.
The BBC is to launch a radio news and sports network next April on the medium wave frequencies used by Radio 5. The decision means the end of plans to begin a news-only service on Radio 4's long-wave frequency. It also signals the loss of many hours of children's broadcasting. The announcement was made this evening by the BBC's chairman, Marmaduke Hussey, after a special meeting of the corporation's board of governors. There's been mixed reaction. The Save Radio 4 Longwave campaign has welcomed the decision. But Labour's heritage spokeswoman and the lobby group The Voice of the Listener and Viewer have condemned the reduced commitment to the younger audience. Our media correspondent Torrin Douglas has this report.
In a short statement, Mr. Hussey said the Board of Governors had given its unanimous approval for the News and Sport Network. He said it was a new and very exciting editorial concept, and the governors had every confidence it would be a great success. He said the decision followed extensive consultation and research.
News and Sport are two of the BBC's strongest assets. They are both live. Bringing them together like this will provide a unique service, a new and unique service, for all our listeners.
The decision was welcomed by members of the campaign to keep Radio 4 on longwave, but means the dispersal or reduction of much of Radio 5's existing output. As well as sport, Radio 5 currently carries education programmes for children and adults, including the Open University, and many hours of children's drama and stories. A Save Radio 5 campaign was set up this summer, when the possibility of a news and sport network first emerged, headed by the Labour MP Tom Pendry and the Conservative Sebastian Coe. Tonight, the Shadow Heritage Secretary, Anne Clwyd, said the BBC's decision was questionable and a quick-fix solution. And Jocelyn Hay, chairman of the group Voice of the Listener and Viewer, said she was concerned about the likely reduction in drama and stories for children.
The parents, the educationalists and other people that I've talked to are very disappointed indeed that there is a possibility that children's programmes will be diminished.
But Mr. Hussey said detailed research had been carried out and the governors believed they'd given careful consideration to the needs of all listeners. Tomorrow the BBC will give greater details of the new network and set out to win over the plan's critics.
These transmitters are now closing down for the night, but from 5 o'clock in the morning, this frequency will carry the new News and Sport Network, Radio 5 Live. Morning Report with Jane Garvey will be followed at 6 by the breakfast programme presented by Peter Allen. But for now, it's good night.